Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation, approximately 25 minutes. At the end of the meditation, I will give you a thought to ponder on, something to contemplate on, and to journal on maybe also. So make sure you stay here until the end of the meditation session and give yourself a little buffer of time, at least 5 minutes after the meditation is over, so that you can take the time to appreciate the calm energy you create during this meditation, and then you can move on to your next activity, to your night, to your day, whatever it is. This meditation is divided into two parts, as I've just said. First, we will meditate. A meditation for transcendence, using a vibration as a point of anchor. Yes, you could use a mantra. Yes, you could use a chant. Yes, you could use breath. It's relatively the same. I find that with a sound, a vibration, it's just a little bit easier for most people. And those binaural beats have their own benefits also. And so, it's a bit of extra goodness. The most important part, though, is the process. The process of catching ourselves in thought and going back to the anchor. Think of the anchor just like a ship has an anchor, so that it doesn't drift off at sea with the waves and wind. This is the same for our minds, for our soul, so that it doesn't drift away in thoughts, in conditional ideas and limiting beliefs. Second part will be a contemplation. Sit nice and comfortably, as you would sit if you were the best version of yourself now, available for the experience, without expecting any outcomes, just practicing because it's the right thing to do right now. Release yourself of yearnings, of desires, especially for these types of practices. It's okay to have goals. It's okay to have wishes and dreams. But when you want to experience the core of your existence, who you really are, we need to go beyond those ideas. We need to go beyond. This is what transcend means, to go beyond the thoughts, to go beyond the concepts of time and space, and to get back to our most natural state. And so right now I will start on a vibration. Be very soft at first. Maybe it will be somewhere up there on the left-hand side or on the right-hand side. As soon as you find it, start to gently put your focus, your attention on that sound. and you'll keep your focus, your attention there until the end of the meditation. When thoughts come, don't judge yourself, don't judge the thoughts, and don't try to eliminate the thoughts. Simply notice that they are there. Notice that they are not you. And whenever you feel it's right, go back gently, as effortlessly as possible, to the vibration, putting it back on the foreground of your mind. When the sound fades out and disappears, reproduce it, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Just let it go, let it float away. Easily, effortlessly. Take a nice deep breath if you feel like it. Appreciate this calm, this stillness, this peace you've created for yourself. Notice how meditation every single day impacts not only you and your soul, but the people around you, especially the people you care about, especially the people that care about you. I will leave you today with a quote by Seneca, one of our favorite Stoic teachers here. He says, "Until we have begun to go without them, we fail to realize how unnecessary many things are. We've been using them not because we needed them, but because we had them." End of quote. It's a very good reminder to let go of the attachment to our possessions. And imagining, you know, what would happen if I had a phone that was just slightly not as good as this one, maybe the previous year one. Is this really something that matters so much? Isn't it quite insignificant? And unless, of course, your passion is technology and mobile phones, okay, but can we release of some unnecessary things in our lives today? Think about it, contemplate on it, journal about it, and decide on at least two or three things that you can let go today. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.